Paul's Letter to the Romans at a Glance, and Questions for Reflection by Bart D. Ehrman, read by John Paul Middlesworth. Now that I've finished this subthread on the letters of Paul in a nutshell, I'd like to provide brief summaries of the various Pauline writings, both undisputed and Deutero-Pauline. These posts will be quick and to the point. In them, I reproduce my overviews called At a Glance for each letter that I give in my textbook as the final bit of each discussion for each book, along with a couple questions to reflect on. If the summaries don't make immediate sense and/or the questions don't seem to have an obvious question, I'd recommend rereading the relevant posts from a while back. In this post, I deal with the letter to the Romans. The online blog provides links to the three previous posts, in case you need a reminder. Romans, at a glance. Unlike Paul's other surviving letters, Romans was written to a church he had not founded or even visited. 2. It was written, evidently, to secure the support of the Roman Christians for Paul's missionary endeavors farther west in Spain. 3. To receive their support, Paul had to correct some misperceptions about his gospel message. Thus, he uses the letter to the Romans to explain his understanding of the gospel as God's act of salvation in Christ, for both Jew and Gentile, with no distinction between them. 4. A good portion of the letter deals with the implications of this gospel for understanding God's ongoing relationship with his chosen people Israel, and the role of the Jewish law, if in fact it does not contribute to salvation. 5. Paul has a variety of ways of conceptualizing his gospel message that are best seen as complementary rather than contradictory, including A. A judicial model that expresses the act of salvation in legal terms. B. A participationist model that expresses the act of salvation in terms of union with Christ. Questions for reflection. 1. Suppose you are an opponent of Paul's, and you think the logical consequences of his law-free gospel is that there can be no grounds for ethical behavior. Argue your case. 2. You're talking to your best friend from high school, who is taking a course on the New Testament at another university. In her opinion, the letter to the Romans contains everything that Paul thought was important about the Christian faith. Do you agree or not? Make your case. 3. Summarize the judicial and participationist models of salvation in Paul and mount the best argument you can that there are internal inconsistencies and contradictions between these two models. Then discuss. Is that what you really think? Why or why not?